Philip Saint-Potier, FD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 11/15/2025. Dictation is for Tyler Jones. Jones spells J-O-N-E-S. Tyler spells T-E-Y-L-O-R. Date of birth is 08/10/1997. 28-year-old female. Hair red, body aches, and dizziness period. Patient indicated this started yesterday and is worse today. Says she came in because she is unable to eat or drink because of the loss of appetite. She says she does not have the desire to eat or drink, period. Next paragraph, review system. Patient reports dizziness, chills. Next line, patient reports throat pain. It says pain is approximately 4/10, worse with swallowing. Next line, and she reports cough, says cough is dry, denies blood with cough. Next line, patient reports runny nose, says discharge from the nose is clear. And she also reports nasal congestion, period. She denies chest pain, denies abdominal pain. Denies diarrhea or vomiting, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history. A breast surgery. Family history of cancer and diabetes. The social history, patient denies tobacco use, denies drug use, and nurses occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph, current medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 123/79, pulse is 117, respiration 18, temperature 99.8. Next paragraph, nose congested, clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous terminates. Next paragraph, throat. Erythematous and edematous, tonsils, pharynx, uvula, no exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no palpable or tender nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic at 117, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, normal bowel sounds. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, appears rate well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is acute influenza A infection. Assessment number 2 is dehydration. Number 3 is sore throat. Number 4 is rhinitis, period. In clinic today, we did the following tests: strep, flu, and COVID. Strep and COVID were negative. Flu A is positive. Next paragraph, patient was given the following medication in the ER, in the clinic: IV Ringer's lactate, 1 liter. Toradol, 30 milligrams, IV. Next line, patient reported the last urination was this morning. However, after she completed IV, she did urine and denies painful urination or burning with her urination, period. She reports improvement and is comfortable with being discharged, period. She was sent home with the following medication: Motrin 800 milligrams, 1 POTID for 30, number 30. She was advised to take this with food or milk. Next medication, Tamiflu 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days, number 10. Next medication, Zofran 4 milligrams ODT, 1 top sublingual, TID PRN for nausea or vomiting, number 12. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.